Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. In today's episode, we'll cover the story of Jesus feeding the 5,000. Today's Bible verses are from John chapter 6, verses 9 and 11. One of his disciples, Andrew, the brother of Simon Peter, said to him, "There's a boy here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, but what good are these for so many?" Jesus said, "Have the people recline." Now there was a great deal of grass in that place, so the men reclined, about 5,000 in number. Then Jesus took the loaves, gave thanks, and distributed them to those who were reclining, and also as much of the fish as they wanted.
Feeding the hungry is such an important act of compassion, don't you think? It's not just about ensuring that people have something to eat, but it's also a way of showing the presence of God's kingdom here on earth. Throughout history, Christians have taken inspiration from Jesus and tried to feed those in need, especially those with limited access to food. It's incredible how our focus has shifted over time. It's not just about providing a meal for the hungry, but also about empowering them to become self-sufficient and have the means to feed themselves. We're realizing that it's not enough to give someone a fish simply. We need to teach them how to fish. It's interesting to think about the story of Jesus feeding the multitude with just a few loaves of bread and fish. Andrew, one of his disciples, mentions a boy in the crowd with 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. But he questions whether it would be enough to feed so many people. It's a common concern, isn't it? How can such a small offering make a difference? But Jesus tells the people to recline and takes those meager provisions. And what happens next is truly remarkable. This story is a powerful reminder that even the smallest acts of generosity and kindness can profoundly impact. It's about more than the quantity of what we offer, but the intention behind it and our willingness to share. Just like that boy who selflessly offered his loaves and fish, we too can make a difference in the lives of others. So the next time you sit down to enjoy a meal, I encourage you to think about your food as a gift from God. Take a moment to reflect on your abundance and express gratitude for it. And as you do, remember those hungry and pray for them. Pray that God would provide for them and that their physical needs would be met. But also pray that God would stir something in you, a desire to take action and help feed the hungry. It's not enough to just pray. We must also be willing to be part of the solution. Whether it's volunteering at a local food bank, donating to organizations that fight hunger, or simply reaching out to someone in need, there are so many ways we can make a difference. Let's follow in the footsteps of Jesus and strive to feed not only the bodies, but also the souls of those who are hungry. Remember, feeding the hungry is not just about giving them something to eat. It's about showing them love, compassion, and the presence of God's kingdom right here on earth. Together, we can make a difference.
Friends, thanks for joining us today. Let's close with a prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, as we reflect on the importance of feeding the hungry, we are reminded of your compassion and provision for all your children. You have blessed us abundantly with food and resources, and we are grateful for your generosity. Help us to see the hungry among us with your eyes, Lord. Give us the compassion and empathy to understand their struggles and the willingness to take action to alleviate their hunger. We lift up to you those who are hungry and in need of food. Provide for them, Lord, and grant them the nourishment they require. May they feel your presence and experience your love through the kindness of others. Father, stir within us a desire to be part of the solution. Guide us in finding ways to feed the hungry, whether through volunteering, donating, or simply reaching out to those in need. May our actions reflect your love and bring glory to your name. Thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to be your hands and feet in this world. May we always be mindful of the hungry and work tirelessly to ensure that all your children are fed and cared for. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Goodbye, friends. May you be surrounded by blessings and continue to share kindness wherever you go.